Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be continuing part two of our survey of jazz in Sweden between 1956 and 1959. And we're going to start off with a rather rare recording of Lars Gullin on baritone sax and Lee Konitz also on baritone sax, recorded January the 21st, 1956 in Cologne, Germany. It features Roland Kovac on piano, Johnny Fischer's on bass, and Carl Sanner is on drums. And the composition was written by Lenny Tristano and Lee Konitz, and it's entitled Ablution.
We'll be right back.
Very rare recording starting off the show this afternoon. That was Lars Gullin and Lee Konitz, both on baritone saxes. And those final few choruses that we just heard featured some nice ensemble work between the two of them. Roland Kovac on piano, Johnny Fisher on bass, and Carl Sanner on drums from 1956, recorded in Germany. And we heard a composition written by Lee Konitz and Lenny Tristano entitled Ablution. We're going to move to the spring of 1957 and listen to the Hack Yorkston's All-Star Sextet. And this is a composition written by the tenor sax player Hack Yorkston, and it's entitled Go Home Swanson.
Ha ha ha.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1, and now live streaming on the internet at www.chuo.fm. And we just heard some music from the Ralph Blomquist Ensemble with some nice work there from Ralph on flute, Arnie Domaris on clarinet, Rune Falk on baritone sax, and some splendid guitar work there from Ralph Berg. George Rydell on bass also composed the song that we just heard called My Old Cat Felix. And Egil Johansson on drums. Rounding out the ensemble, we had Gunnar Nyberg on percussion. And before that, Hack Bjorkstrand's All-Star Sextet with Go Home Swanson. We're going to continue with a 1957 recording of Alice, and this is written by pianist Austin Hedenbratt. And Austin Hedenbratt's trio is featured on this one. It's a composition called A Dream of Alice. That was an interesting number there, called the Definitive New Jazz Suite, and it was written by Jan Johansson, Gunnar Johnson, and Egil Johansson. And that was from a recording made in July of 1957. And before that, Austin Heddenbrat's trio from the summer of 1957, and we heard A Dream of Alice. This afternoon, we're featuring music from Sweden between 1956 and 1959. Part two of a three-part special. And we're going to continue with an interesting vocalist. She was quite famous in Sweden around this period of time. Her name was Nanny Porres. And we're going to listen to Nanny with the Jazz Club 1957 group. And this is a lovely rendition of Ray Ramirez's composition, Loverman. And then we're going to follow that up with just the band without Nanny in a rendition of I'll Remember April.
Nanny, kom och sjung för oss nu. Sjung Loverman.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I never had. Never had no kisses. Never had no loving, loving man. Oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got the moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I heard it said that a thrill of romance could be you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ears. Again and kissing. The man, oh, where can you be?
Mm-hmm.
out to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ears again and kissing. Oh, what we've been missing, lovely man, oh, where can you be? Lovely man, oh, where can you be?
That was the Jazz Club 1957 and I'll Remember April. And before that, a rather rare recording of the same band with the vocalist Nani Porez. And most of the recordings that I'm playing for you this afternoon are quite rare, so you might hear some scratches or a bit of distortion, but try and just focus on the music. It's actually quite good and quite interesting as well, especially when you figure in that a lot of the American musicians that went over there to play were really enamored by the quality of music that they were involved with. And we're going to listen a little later on, if we have time, to some Stan Getz and some of the recordings that he made over there. But for now, we're going to listen to some music from Kostas Thessalius and his orchestra, with a composition written by Gosta entitled Cobra. And then we're going to follow that up with Jack Lidstrom and the Hepcats with Blues a la Fez.
Thank you.
Boy, that was quite a composition and quite a bunch of musicians playing it. That was Jack Lidstrom and the Hepcats from 1957, recorded September the 12th, and featuring Jack on trumpet, Jan Bark on trombone, Stig Eriksson on clarinet, and Stig is the one who wrote that piece, Bjorn Milder on piano, and Lars Holmgren was on bass, and rounding out the band, Anders Berman on drums. Fantastic composition, and I could just wonder what Sidney Bechet would do with a piece like that. Gustav Thesselius before that in his orchestra with Cobra. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and this afternoon we're featuring part two of a three-part series looking at the music that came out of Sweden between 1956 and 1959, particularly jazz. And we're going to move on with Arne Domner's orchestra from October 12, 1957. And this is a composition called Topsy Theme. And then we're going to listen to Gunnar Johnson's quintet with Blues for Lang.
Meine Damen und Herren, die englische Big Band Ted Heath wird nun von dem schwedischen Septett Arne Domnerus abgelöst. Über Arne Domnerus lassen sich zwei Dinge sagen. Er war schon als Junge ein bekannter Altsaxophonist und er wird von seinen Kollegen, Freunden und Bewunderern nur Dumpen genannt. Jazz aus Stockholm. Thank you.
That was a brilliant, fast, up-tempo version of Blues for Lang, and that was written by Jan Johansson on piano and also arranged that particular number, originally recorded for the Metronome label January 13th, 1958. Eric Nordstrom on tenor sax, Kurt Severo on baritone sax, and Gunnar Jonsson on bass. Ingvar Kalmer rounded out the quintet, and he was on drums. Before that, Arne Domnes' orchestra and Topsy Turvy. Well, before we listen to Jack Lidstrom and the Hepcats, Anders Berman was on drums. We're going to hear him now in a sextet setting. And this is a recording from January the 21st, 1958. It's a Frank Lesser composition, and I don't think I have to introduce it much more than that, other than that it's entitled If I Were a Bell. was the Amstad Lind Sextet, and we heard Bad Road featuring the great Ove Lind on clarinet, and Ove also arranged that last number as well. Before that, Anders Berman Sextet with an Ove Lind arrangement of If I Were a Bell, composition written by Frank Lesser, and that one was released on the Metronome label. Bad Road was actually from a radio broadcast in during February of 1958. Well, last week we heard Put Wickman's orchestra, and we're going to listen to Put Wickman's sextet, and we're going to hear two compositions. The first one is from Richard Rodgers, and it's not one of his better-known compositions, but it's a Richard Rodgers piece nonetheless. I'd Like to Recognize the Tune is what we're going to listen to. It was released on the BFB label in 1958. And then we're going to follow that up with a Horace Silver classic, Opus de Funk.
Thank you.
put Wickman on clarinet and his sextet with Opus de Funk from the pen of Horace Silver. Before that, I'd like to recognize the tune, also from the same group, a song written by Richard Rodgers and recorded in February of 1958. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. You can tell the influence of Benny Goodman in his playing and a little bit of Artie Shaw as well. Here's Rolf Lindell's orchestra from 1958, recorded in July. And we're going to listen to a composition called Broadway, something that's well known. And then we're going to listen to Monica Zetterlund, very, very popular vocalist at the time, and I believe she is still singing, although in semi-retirement. We're going to listen to a Columbia recording of It's All Right With Me, a composition from Cole Porter.
But such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't lie happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that it's a night you're free. Here it's all right, it's all right with me. It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that it's a night you're free. Here it's all right, it's all right with me.
That was Monica Zetterlund from 1958, and it's All Right With Me. Song written by Cole Porter, Monica Zetterlund with Gunnar Svensson's orchestra. And before that, we heard Rolf Lindell's orchestra from 1958. And Broadway. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And this afternoon, we're featuring the music of actually jazz that was recorded and performed between 1956 and 1958 in Sweden. Carl Henrik Norén's orchestra is up next with a composition called Mummen. And then we're going to listen to another tune from Richard Rodgers entitled I Could Write a Book, and this one features the Jan Allen Quartet. Thank you. Ah, that was a nice reading of I Could Write a Book by the Jan Allen Quartet. And before that, Carl Heinrich Norén's orchestra with Mummen. Well, we don't have that much time left, so I want to try and get in as much music as we can this afternoon. So we're going to move right along with Harry Arnold's radio band from 1959. And this is a composition from Harry's entitled Quincy's Home Again. And then right after that, we're going to listen to Quincy himself when he traveled over to Sweden. And he conducted and arranged The Midnight Sun Never Sets, a composition from Quincy Jones and a person by the name of Salvador. This is Quincy Jones with Harry Arnold and his Swedish Radio Studio Orchestra from April the 29th, 1958. But before we get to that, Harry Arnold's radio band from 1959 from a radio broadcast and Quincy's Home Again.
God afton och hjärtligt välkomna allesammans till Harry Arnold Jazz Show. Radiobandet sitter på plats och vem kommer här? Harry Arnold. Thank you.
A sensitive reading of The Midnight Sun Never Sets, written by Quincy Jones and played for us by Harry Arnold's orchestra with his Swedish radio studio orchestra, rather, a metronome recording from 1958. And before that, we heard a live recording from Harry Arnold's radio band and Quincy's Home Again. We're going to go back to Lars Gullin now and his quintet from 1958. And this is a composition of his entitled Icarus on the Moon.
Thank you.
1958 was the year that Monica Zetterlin recorded that for Columbia, More Than You Know, a composition from Vincent Eumanns. Before that, Laurels Gulen's quintet with Icarus on the Moon. Well, now we come to Stan Getz and his travels over in Sweden in 1958. He recorded Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose with his Swedish jazzmen, and these included Benny Bailey on trumpet, Ake Persson on trombone, Getz on sax, Eric Nordstrom on tenor sax as well, Laurels Gulen, a favorite of Stan Getz's, on baritone sax, rounding out the band, and of course there's drums as well. This was recorded for the Carousel label, August the 26th, 1958. Let's listen to Honeysuckle Rose. That was music from E.J. Thelen's and Boss Scoglin's Store Band, a composition written by Benny Golson, and it was entitled Reggie of Chester from 1958, a private recording. And before that, Stan Getz and his Swedish orchestra from the Carousel label, and Honeysuckle Rose from Fats Waller. Randy McElligott is my name, and we're going to listen now to Aki Janssen's orchestra with a Duke Ellington composition. One of his more favorite ones, and this one goes out to Ozzy, who's going to be coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I'm sure Ozzy knows this one. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Vår arrangör Nisse Eriksson har bläddrat i Duke Ellingtons repertoar och funnit bland annat It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. We'll be right back.
Lennart Janssons trio slutar med en melodi av Thelonious Monk, Well, You Needn't.
That was Leonard Janssen's trio with Well You Needn't from Thelonious Monk. Leonard on baritone sax on that number. And before that, Aki Janssen's orchestra with If It Don't Mean a Thing If You Ain't Got That Swing. And we're going to swing out of here this afternoon with Lars Werner in a trio and solo, starting off with A Waltz for Nanny and then concluding with In the Fall.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed part two of our special on Swedish jazz. Next week, we're going to wrap it up with part three and conclude with some of the fine music that came from this small but very influential country. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. And don't forget, Aussie's up at 3 o'clock this afternoon with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30. Bye for now.